This is Ear Candy, and I'm Mark O'Connor. Going to start the show with a set of songs that feature what I would call rhythm boxes. They were introduced in the 70s, mid-70s maybe. So I don't know that they call them beat boxes, but rhythm boxes is what I've heard them called. And I just thought, you know, it'd be kind of cool to put three songs together like this. Now, I don't know if the third one actually used a rhythm box or not, but it certainly could have been. So we'll just go with this. We'll start off with Paul McCartney and Wings off of Band on the Run and a track called Bluebird here on Ear Candy.
At night when the wind is still, I'll come flying through your door. And you'll know what love is for. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Touch your lips with a magic kiss, and you'll be a bluebird too. And you'll know what love can do. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Man, grow the tree of wholeness in this desert land.
children now learn how to run. By heaven, the stars, the moon and the sun. For the golden machine, you run for the money. You don't even know about wild mountain honey.
Feeling it's you that I've been looking for. And day by day, more and more. Well, I know what you think. You've heard it before. Don't tell me I know. But this feeling inside my
And that's Phil Collins with This Must Be Love off of his debut solo record called Face Value, way back when. And before that, we had a track called Wild Mountain Honey. Ooh, Steve Miller Band off of Fly Like an Eagle, I do believe. Wild Mountain Honey. And we got the set started with Paul McCartney and Wings from Band on the Run. We heard Bluebird, which I think was intended to be a bit of a follow-up to Blackbird. And what's notable about the combination of those three songs is you heard very skilled use of rhythm boxes. At least the McCartney and Steve Miller songs used rhythm boxes to create the little rhythm pattern that they wrote with. And Phil Collins, I'm not sure if he used a rhythm box, but it could have been. Or he might have just created the rhythm track himself. He is a percussionist, a drummer, so that might have been his instinct, was just to make it, and he wasn't resorting to any sort of studio aid or musical aid. I don't think it's much of an aid, but in this day of hip-hop and rap and stuff where things get sampled and drum tracks get sampled and you're using loops and whatnot, it was a precursor to all that, really, if you think about it. Very gentle songs those ones were, I must say. I put together another kind of strange combination of songs. One of the things I actually love in music, in rock and pop music, is a tremoloed guitar. And you're thinking, oh, okay, what do you mean? I'm thinking, well, you know that song, Riders of the Storm, or the CCR song, Born on the Bayou, or maybe the Pink Floyd song, Money, the Dave Gilmour guitar lick. I mean, these are all signature sounds that just jump out at you. I could probably list a bunch more from a whole bunch more popular hit songs, but you get the idea. Tremoloed guitar, really. Oh, maybe the most famous. Duh. The most famous is probably Tommy James and the Shondells, Crimson and Clover. I mean, that is singularly the tremolo guitar that you absolutely die for and love in that song. You know, that. And he does it with the vocal, too. He kind of gives you a strobe effect on the vocal as well. So, you know, a tremolo guitar is just a guitar lick where instead of waiting for the note to play a bit and then getting a vibrato at the end, you get this variance in the pitch at the very beginning of the note, right from the very beginning. And it's been used to great effect in a lot of songs. And I thought, what if I put together some lesser known kind of tunes? At least two of them are a lot lesser known. One, I guess, actually started the Canadian music industry. I don't think I'm overstating this either. Probably was the start of the Canadian music industry in 1965. A little band called The Guess Who who couldn't come up with a name for themselves, so they had a gig coming up, so they just put Guess Who on the billboards or whatever. And they started with this track called Shaking All Over. So you'll hear Randy Bachman really using a tremolo guitar effect here to great effect, so to speak. So here it is. Three songs, all featuring tremolo guitar. Very different kinds of sounding songs at that. Starting with the Guess Who, Shaking All Over, here on Ear Candy.
That's what they all tell me. That's what they say to me. Over time. Over time. That's what they all tell me. That's what they say to me. Over time. Your blue eyes, your black eyelashes, the way you look at life, in your funny way, I guess out of the blue, you won't cross my mind. I'll get over you. Over time. Your pale skin, your sexy crooked teeth, the trouble you get in your clumsy way, I guess one afternoon you won't cross my mind, and I'll get over you. Over time, I guess out of the blue, you won't cross my mind, and I'll get over you. Over time.
Over time. Yes, over time. That is Lucinda Williams off of my favorite record of hers called, I'm going to say called Fruits of Your Labor, but that's not what it's called. Anyway, the song's Over Time. It's got that tremolo guitar, very country. And I've got some of my cohorts in here trying to make me laugh and stuff, putting Halloween baskets in front of their face and UFO hats on with aliens trying to scare me. Oh, Edward O'Reilly and Robert Selby, you're incorrigible, both of you. Incorrigible. Anyway, before that, we heard from Dan Auerbach and a very heavy tremolo guitar song called Heartbroken in Disrepair. Heartbroken, apostrophe, in disrepair. And then we heard at the top, Shaking All Over, the Guess Who. And I guess I'm going to say my goodbyes to Ed and Bob. See you next week.
He's throwing us out.
Bye.
All right. Okay, guys. See ya. Yes, I just wanted to have a set of songs that are built around that tremolo guitar effect. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I hope you did. Now we're going to get into a set of songs. I think of this as... They're all three of our maritime artists. We're going to play something from David R. Elliott, something from Mike Trask, and something from a group called People Visit, which is Pierre Cormier and Adam Mowry. They all live in Halifax. Actually, they're all New Brunswickers, kind of a curiosity. But in the Maritimes, Halifax is to the Maritimes what Toronto is to Canada, I guess. It's sort of the city that draws all the people. And so I think of this as sort of the Halifax music scene. Like, if you were trying to be part of the Halifax music scene, what these guys are doing and what they've been doing, to me, it's the best stuff coming out of that town. So we're going to play three of their things, just like that. And I think David R. Elliott, we're going to play a track called I'm Not Him, which might be about his dad, or maybe a reasonable facsimile of his dad. It was recorded at Mike Trask's recording studio, which happens to be in Memram Cook. So I'm not quite sure how that works. I keep thinking Mike lives in Halifax, but Memram Cook is just up the highway here in New Brunswick. So if you hear some sonic similarities between the David R. Elliott song and the Mike Trask song, you would have a good reason for hearing that. And now that I've suggested it to you, you'll probably hear it, even if you don't hear it, if you hear what I'm saying or don't hear what I'm saying. But let's get going, shall we? I'm Not Him, David R. Elliott, here on Ear Candy.
Traveling on. We'll
my grandmama smoked like a diesel stack. She'd have kitchen parties that bring a dead man back. She said the moon landing was just a fairy tale. She died 109 moving the hay bale. Well, my grandpappy was hard as nails. With a life on the sea, he was made of scales. And on that clear night when the cold wind wails, yeah, I'd take his coffin to ride the gale. But my, oh my, mama's sweet as pie. I said, my, oh my, mama's sweet as pie. Well, now it's safe to say I fly with the flock. Me and my bad old daddy cut from the same cloth. It's tough to say why she hung on so long. Tough to say if I'm half as strong. Sure to say I'll never fly alone, 'cause my, oh my, mama's sweet as pie. Said my,
people, this is want to know, what makes him win like that? What makes that person so darn lucky all the time? Everything goes their way. Do you got people in your life that you think that about? Maybe it's envy, jealousy, whatever. But you're thinking, oh, they got the looks, they got the money, they got the guy, they got the girl, they got the car. Everything they touch seems to turn to gold. Yeah, I think that's what the song's about. Of course. That's from the outside looking in. You might find that even those folks have all kinds of troubles of their own. You just don't know. You don't know. Don't be too jealous or envious. Yeah, okay, we heard before that Pie, Mike Trask. And we started things off with I'm Not Him, David R. Elliott, off of Strawberry Grass. The Mike Trask song Pie is off of Derealization. And I love what he does musically and lyrically in that song. For instance, okay, let's look at a verse. We've got him talking about his grandpappy. My grandpappy was hard as nails. A life on the sea, he was made of scales. And when the wind wails, I ride his coffin out on the gale. But mama, she's sweet as pie. And so it's a family song. It's a song all about his family, but done in a kind of a mythological, very simple language in a mythological way. You start to place the characters, especially if you're from the Maritimes and you've got some sense of what it would be to have a life that's lived on harvesting fish and, you know, getting up at 3 a.m. and all that sort of stuff. It's like, oh, that was your grandfather. He was that hard guy, non-communicative, never whined or complained, just did the hard miles every day, day in, day out. So it takes a talent to simplify everything, boil it down to its essence, and have simple lines that rhyme. So he talks about his sister. Let me rap a bit more about my big sister. She walks into a room, you'd never miss her. She sucks the soul from any man that kissed her. It goes on like this, right? So you start to get an idea of, okay, he's got a little brother, he's got an older sister, he's got grandmother that smoked like a diesel stack. I think that's my single favorite lyric in the whole song. My grandma smoked like a diesel stack. Oh, come on. I mean, how great is that? She throws kitchen parties to bring a dead man back. I mean, the Maritimes are famous for these kitchen parties. So I like everything about it. You know, he's not going, my grandfather was hard and he was emotionally unavailable and I'm going to emo all about it. I'm going to give you the details. He, like I say, he mythologizes all this. He turns them into interesting characters. That's my view. You can see I'm a fan of what Mike Trask did on Derealization. The whole record's like that, I find. Just really, really sharp writing. Musically interesting. He's got this great sound and doing interesting things. And yeah, I think he found himself artistically on Derealization. Okay, getting a little long in the tooth in the show. Not all that long to go. So I'm going to throw a set of songs together. And they're not really connected by anything. I decided I'm tired of connecting all the songs. You're probably tired. Oh, God. You're going to have three songs and they have to have some connection. Why can't the dude just play some songs that are good? And you know what? I hear your complaint. I feel your pain. I do. So we're just going to do that. I'm going to play my favorite song from Mother Mother. It's off the record, Eureka. It's a track called Getaway. And the lead guy from Mother Mother is Ryan Guldamond. He's the principal songwriter. He's the guy with the vision. He's the guy that put the band together. And yet this song is features his sister, Molly, who has a very distinctive voice, very kind of little girl voice. Sort of what I would think about Marilyn Monroe, you know, singing Happy Birthday to JFK. It's that kind of thing, only I don't think it's put on. I think that's just the way she sounds. But her voice is so interesting. And they found a song and the right musical accompaniment that really brought out the best in her quality. So I'm going to play that. And it's all about getting away, you know, from your workaday life and your stresses and stuff. You got to get away, right? We all understand that one. So here it is, Mother Mother, Get Away, here on Ear Candy.
From it all on a holiday, bon voyage. Yeah, coming at each other. open up your dreams. I'm a slow rider. I'm a slow rider. 'Cause I'm a slow rider. 'Cause I'm a slow rider.
Yes, you're a slow rider. That's Julian Cope, who's a slow rider. I know you guys are fast riders. I've been out on the streets. I've seen you. Slow rider off of a record called Jehovah Kill, which ended his major label association. Island Records, which was the label he was on at the time, didn't care for the record. It was like a double record. Well, by that time, vinyl had phased out and CDs had phased in, and you could put all the record, all the songs on one CD, but if it had been vinyl, it would have had to been two sides of vinyl. And so they didn't like the record. I thought it was practically genius, musical genius. All kinds of songs, different types of songs. There were long, rambling, psychedelic, shambolic songs and short little pieces, and very inventive things. And Slow Rider, you know, one of the cool things about that song is what you get for most of the song is just the guitar, drums, and voice. There's no bass, there's no other things. And then periodically he will, on the chorus, or he does the shalala, he harmonizes with himself and has this kind of weird, spacey synth sound that comes in. But what he does compositionally is he holds back on the bass line until the very end of the song. Then he puts the bass in. So it wasn't that, hey, I can't come up with a bass line. He knew what he wanted to play in the bass, but he thought that the picture he was painting with the sounds made more sense, had more feeling if he held that back, just held it back, and then gave it to you at the end. I like that sort of thing. I mean, I really groove on the song, but then you start to think, well, why is that working? Why does that work so well for me? And then I started to realize he made certain decisions in terms of his compositional ability that really make that one stand out. Before that track, we heard Pride of Queens, Daniel Romano, off a record called Modern Pressure. And that happened to be a little bit of a tribute to a group called the Ramones, often thought of as the proto-punk band, I guess, from the American side of the pond. If you think of punk as sort of being more of a UK thing, but New York City and CBGBs and all that stuff, the Ramones were the band, the American band, the American side of it. And they all called themselves with the last name of Ramone, though there were actually no members of the band who had a real last name of Ramone. In fact, in the song, you might even have picked up on the lyric, I saw the ghost of Joey Ramone. And that explains as well why the song has suddenly got this double tempo, double speed, kind of really aggressive, simple guitar chording thing going on periodically. So it's kind of got this Bob Dylan, freewheeling, folky kind of thing. You know, Newport, 1968, it's kind of got that vibe, and then all of a sudden it does this other thing. And that's his musical allusion to the music of the Ramones. And we got that set started with Getaway from Mother Mother off of Eureka. A very fine, fine record. Okay, getting toward the end of the show. It's called Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And you might be listening to the show all kinds of places on Caper Radio in Sydney, on the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, CKXU at the University of Lethbridge overlooking the Old Man River. You might be listening to on CFIS, Simon Fraser University. You could be listening to it in Missisquoi. Who knows? Radio Belle Isle. All kinds of places up the highway at CHSR, our sister station at the University of New Brunswick. Oh, I might be missing a few, but we appreciate all you listeners. And we've got one more song to get a finish to the program, to leave you in a fine mood. Just enough time to squeeze it into, I think. It's my favorite song by this artist, which is surprising because she was around a long time, had a big hit way back in the day. I'm talking with Sinead O'Connor, and it's from a record called How Would I Be Me and You Be You. And the song is Fourth and Vine. It's kind of got this Indian flavored stuff, East Indian stuff, tablas and instrumentation, but very springy, very upbeat. Not what you would think of for Sinead O'Connor. And like I say, I think it's my favorite record of hers, and I hope you love it just as much. Fourth and Vine here on Ear Candy. Come back next week. We'll do it all again, okay?
he's got those big brown eyes. I can't believe me, lucky he's mine. Not that he's no wuss, 'cause you know his love is serious. So warm inside when he takes me for a buggy ride. When he takes me for a buggy ride. Serious, so warm inside when he takes me for a buggy ride.